Welcome to the 12 cast, the official podcast of the 12 point. To learn more, visit at the 12 point on Instagram. And now, let the show begin.
Before I begin with today's episode, I'd like to give a special shout out to the amazing Sara from the Deuce One team. And Sara has written an amazing book called Eurovision Is. And what it is it's a collection of tales from the Eurovision community. And as we know, the Eurovision community is amazing and filled with so many amazing stories. So it is a great collection of these stories and songs and uniting everyone together. So if you're interested in learning more and checking out this book, it's available as an ebook on Rakuten Kobo, Amazon Books, or many places where you'll find your typical ebooks. And to learn more, it will also be linked in the description of this episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Deuce Cast, presented by The Deuce Point. My name is Rain, and it's time to begin our series on Eurovision history, where we take a deep dive into past contests, looking at everything from the songs to the hosting to everything in between. And there's so much to see and explore within Eurovision history, and I'm so glad to be able to share some of these amazing memories with you all. So, let's begin with a personal favorite contest of mine, going back to the amazing year of 2017. We have arrived in the city of Kyiv after Ukraine's victory with Jamala 1944 in 2016. We have had the opportunity to have Eurovision in this very amazing city. And just from the venue itself, it was a very amazing venue and hosting. There was three hosts. There was, or presenters. There was Alexander, there was Vladimir, and there's Timur. In fact, you might have seen Timur as he is the Ukrainian commentator for Eurovision now, and he actually made a guest appearance in Eurovision this year when it was held in the United Kingdom on behalf of Ukraine. So you might have seen him there. If not, there were three very good presenters, and they were throughout all of the semifinals and the finals. So it was unlike this year where there was four presenters. In most years, there's actually three presenters. And usually what will happen is in the semifinals, there's going to be two for a lot of the semifinal, including things such as the announcing of points, announcing of the countries that will be qualified to the final, announcing of any other announcements that need to be announced or stuff like that. And then sometimes the third host will be there in the green room at that time or backstage. So all of the three presenters will come back though at the end for the grand final. So they'll be there for the interval announcements and everything like that. So that's kind of the way that like hosting and presenting works at a typical Eurovision contest. So let's talk more about these songs, because we've had some amazing, so this year was actually a lot more songs than the average Eurovision year over the past few years, because this year we've only had 37 songs after the unfortunate departure of Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Montenegro. But in 2022 we had 40 countries, and then 2021 we had 39. So we really haven't hit beyond 42 in a while. And I think, yeah, so between 2017 and 2018, there was the most amount of participants. 43 is actually the maximum, so there was one closest. So, one away from having the most participants ever. So, obviously this year we didn't have any debuting countries. The last time a country debuted was in 2015 with Australia. And then, this year we didn't have any debuting countries, but we did have, two countries that returned. So we had Portugal and Romania returning to the contest after, their absences in 2016's contest. And we did see the departure of, Bosnia and Herzegovina as well as Brazil from the contest. There was actually an interesting situation. I'm not going to be able to speak on it too much because I don't know too much about it. But yeah, so there was, something that happened with one of the songs, and yeah, that for the Russian delegation, I don't know what happened, but yeah, so Russia didn't end up appearing. Instead, they sent the same artist in the next year, in 2018. I think, yeah, this was, Julia Samoilova, and she participated again in 2018. So yeah, those were the two countries that weren't participating that did participate in the 2016 contest. Other countries like Andorra or Luxembourg, who will be there in 2024, Slovakia or Turkey, they're just not in the contest overall. So in those time periods, so those are basically the only members that haven't made an appearance this year. So we did have a lot of countries. So I guess it should be fitting to talk about the semifinal one. So semifinal one started off with Sweden. Romans Benston, I can't go on. Okay, so Sweden during 2016-2018 actually kind of like didn't have the best record. They always finished good because it's Sweden and they do really good with the juries and they do pretty decent with the televote depending on what song it is. So yeah, we are expecting that I Can't Go On would do pretty good. It was unsure about the televote placing because like there's a curse for like any country that performs first that they won't do good in the televote. When we talk about the results of these different semifinals, I'll discuss it a little bit more. But yeah, so this song, I was a little bit upset that this won Melfest because, of course, we had Loheen in Melfest for the third time with the song Statements, which I feel like was way better, but was also ahead of its time. So I can understand why Sweden didn't pick it. But to not even make the final is a little bit upsetting. Like, not even a little, it's pretty upsetting. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of upset that Sweden did choose I Can't Go On instead of, like, Statements, which was a much more powerful song and could have gotten good results with both. If Statements was chosen now, I would feel like there would be no issue, like there would be no ahead-of-its-time argument, because it would be pretty applicable to now. So yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, that I didn't love I Can't Go On from the beginning. It's not one of my favorites. A little bit more of, like, the corny pop song. Yeah, I feel like Dance You Off, If I Were Sorry, I Can't Go On. Those weren't some of my favorites. Although I did, in 2015, Heroes was pretty, was the winner and was the Swedish song. And that one was pretty good. So I don't know, I guess my taste is a little bit awkward in that sense. But yeah, so let's move on to Georgia. And yeah, so during the live performance, Sweden was also very focused on, like, the live performance. It was very good in both the semifinals and the final. And yeah, so let's move on to Georgia. Tamara Gachechilaste. I'm so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I will still continue to try learning those names, but Tamara with the song Keep the Faith. It's actually one of my more preferred Georgian songs, along with 2023, 2010, and 2015. All those songs are like Georgia's best entries. And yeah, so it was pretty unfortunate that this was the borderline non-qualifier. So this finished in 11th place. Just 1 point under the 100-point threshold, but it was, it was kind of close to 10th place, and personally, in my opinion, the song should have taken that qualification spot over 10th place. But yeah, this was a really powerful vocal song. D'Amato was able to execute really good vocals. Staging was okay, but like the vocals is really where the artist shined this year. So yeah, that was one of the more disappointing non-qualifiers, and you're gonna hear me talk about this a lot because there is a lot of songs this year that non-qualified that were excellent. So let's continue on with Australia. So Isaiah, Don Camisi. I feel like this is the song that I didn't want to know. This is the song I really wanted to non-qualify. Yeah, I didn't love it. The vocals were really shaky. It was not a great, like, vocal song. It was not a great song with a great meaning. And yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Australia's song that year. Like, 2015, 2016, 2018, 19, 21, 22, 23. Like, they've all sent amazing songs. I feel like this one's kind of the odd one out in this sense. Maybe this in 2021. But yeah, it just wasn't my favorite. And the fact that it placed so high with the juries when the vocals were just not great at all is pretty baffling when there's so many songs that could have taken those jury points and qualified and were much more deserving, in my opinion, like Albania or Finland or even Iceland. So yeah, I'm a bit surprised about that. So yeah, let's continue on to Albania. So Albania was another one of the unfortunate non-qualifiers. Really amazing song, World. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if this is like a general consensus, but it was a really, really great song. I feel like it also held the record for longest note. I feel like that can be disputed with Moldova's 2021 song, Sugar by Natalia Gorienko. Lindita, who sang World for Albania, I think does deserve that record. So the song was really amazing. The staging was beautiful. I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know why this was robbed so much, but it definitely deserved to be in the final. It was like a really great song. I don't know, maybe this was just not to the taste of the public and the juries this year. Sometimes that just happens with a few songs. So yeah, that was pretty frustrating. Alrighty, time to move on to Belgium with Blanche, City Lights. And this is actually my winner of the entire year. I love this song very much. I understand 100% that Blanche had pretty shaky vocals in the semifinals and the final. We also have to like understand like the nerves associated with singing the song. Like, this song is very, very powerful. And I honestly do really like the tone change between the low register and the high register when in All Alone in the Danger Zone, and like, and then it went like to like the higher part, and I felt like that was like really, 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 really well done. So this worked really well. It was very clean, efficient staging, and it was a very great song with a lot of like great vocal elements, great lyrics, and I can understand why this did really well. So yeah, not much to say about this. It was just my winner of the year, and I absolutely love it. Yeah. So now time to move on to two more of the non-qualifiers of this year. So we're going to start off with Montenegro, with Slavko Kalesic, Space. And you might remember this song because Slavko has the very long ponytail. I understand that was a very fun element. I could understand why this didn't qualify. Like, it was a good song. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just missed a lot of those elements that the 10 qualifying songs had, or at least, like, some of them deserved. So, yeah, it was, like, very, very upbeat. It was, like, a dance song and encouraged everyone to get on their feet. In that respect, it fulfilled that requirement pretty well. It was definitely something that it could be, like, a pretty good pop track. So, yeah. I understand why it didn't qualify. I'm upset about it, but I can understand why at the same time. All right, Finland. Okay. Now comes a time where I would like to mention how I'm absolutely enraged as to why this song did not qualify, but we have Norma John with Blackbird. So Norma John is a Finnish duo. So I think it's with pianist Lasse Pirinen and vocalist Lina Theodorin, and they were they sang the song Blackbird, which was incredibly depressing and very, very sad. Had a very deep meaning, and that's why I was like really frustrated by the fact that juries didn't support this at all. Like, they didn't even put this as a qualifier, and that And then that meant that this song, Non-Qualified, this wasn't even the borderline. I was, like, so mad that this didn't, like, when I was watching it, I was so mad that this Non-Qualified, such a beautiful, but, like, song, like, heart-wrenching song, but beautiful at the same time, absolutely raw by juries, worked really well together as a duo. The staging was okay, but, like, it worked so well with the piano and every, like, the two members of the duo working so well together. Yeah, I'm just so frustrated that that didn't qualify. Alrighty, now moving on to Azerbaijan, or Azerbaijan. We have Dihaj with Skeletons. And this was a song that was, it was not a safe qualifier, but it was a song that was pretty much likely to qualify, and it did. It was a pretty good song. It's pretty on the level of what Azerbaijan usually sends to Eurovision, with the exception of, like, a few times when they non-qualified. I think the only times they've only non-qualified twice in their history, in 2018 and 2023. Yeah. So, Azerbaijan has a pretty good record of sending some pretty great songs, and in 2017, that was no different. Skeletons was a pretty powerful song. It was not a ballad, but it was, like, on the level of it. It was, like, it's a very, like, stand up and shout, like, not shout, but, like, project song. So it had a lot of, like, vocal projection and everything like that. So I could understand why this song was bound to do pretty well. Yeah, so that was Azerbaijan. Not much to say about it, just happy it qualified. All right, so Portugal is the next country. So Portugal is Salvador Sobral. Obviously, we know that this is the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017, also breaking the record for the highest score in both the jury, in the jury, so I can't say the televote anymore after 2022, but highest jury score of all time, as well as the highest Eurovision score in Eurovision history, so the highest point total at the end of the grand final. So this obviously would qualify, and I expected this. I don't know if this won the televote. We'll have to check that in the results, but this for sure won the juries. I understand there were some, like, circumstances, so I know that Salvador Sobral didn't actually I don't know, did he perform during the semifinals? I'm forgetting now. Was it Salvador Sobral, or was it Luisa, his sister, who covered for the semifinal? But yeah, either way, both are amazing, very talented singers. Luisa Sobral is an amazing songwriter as well. And that moment at the end when they were singing together, Amor Belo Dua, really beautiful. One of the best Portuguese entries of all time. And I understand why this won, even though there was a lot of amazing songs in the final. I could definitely understand why this won. It was beautiful. It was heartwarming. It connected everyone in the audience together. Yeah. All right. Now, after that, we have a song that I really wish didn't qualify at this point, because there was, like, six songs in the semifinal that I really wish did qualify instead. But, yeah, so we have Greece with Demi. This is Love. Didn't love it. It was one of the songs that was just, it was there. It was, like, it didn't stand out too much for me. It was, like, if I had to rate it out of, like, 18th, it'd probably be, like, my 15th or 16th. It was okay. It was nothing bad about it. But it just wouldn't be something that I would want to see in the final compared to all the other songs that are there. Also, I'd like to mention that this is the only time where we've seen an entirely English semifinal, with the exception of Portugal. Every single song from Sweden to Latvia is in English, and that kind of makes me a little bit upset, because there was literally no English songs in this. There was no non-English songs. There was, like, very minimal. Like, if I could count them on the top of my head, there was, like, Portugal, there was Hungary, there was Croatia, if you count that, Belarus, and then you had Italy, and then you had... yeah, so there's Italy, Hungary, Portugal, I guess part of Spain, and then part of, and then France as well. So yeah, that was it. So very, very little English. There's very, very little non-English songs this year. So that was pretty frustrating. But yeah, I guess, we've had lots of years with lots of non-English songs too, so I guess. But yeah, it would have been nice to see some more non-English songs. All right. Now let's move on to Poland. And this was another song that I was like a little bit not that interested in, like Kasiamos, Flashlight. Again, not the biggest fan, but again, maybe I'm like a little bit, it's a hot take in this sense, because there's a lot of other songs like that people could say that I like that are not great either. So just my opinion in the sense that I didn't love Greece, Poland, or Australia. And personally, I would have put Finland, Albania, and Georgia through, or even Iceland. So yeah, personal opinion, I just don't really like Greece or Poland songs this year. The vocals are pretty good, but it was just something missing, and it just kind of seemed a little bit generic in my mind. But yeah. All right, moving on to another one of my favorites from this year, we have Moldova. And Moldova is always impressing the entirety of Eurovision. And it's so nice to see a smaller country from Eurovision really, like, deliver with all of the bops. Like, we even saw this year, Pasha Parfeni, Shwar Le Sheluna. We saw last year, Zdobshi Duba and Fratia Adbahov, Trenletul. And then we had... so we've had a lot of really, 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 really good songs from Moldova. So Sunstruck Project came back for a second time. They were actually supposed to represent Moldova this year. I think they came second with the song Yummy Mommy. It's a little bit of a continuation. They had the song Runaway in 2010, which kind of really blasted them into international fame with the launch of the Epic Sax Guy, who came from the Sunstroke Project. Sunstroke Project returned in arguably their better song. I know Runaway was pretty more notable, but it did end up finishing a lot worse in the final overall. Both songs qualified, but yeah, this was a lot more safe of a qualifier. This finished, I believe, in top three. So yeah, this was for sure a song that had a lot of bop ability. Yeah, so I could definitely understand why it was a safe qualifier. I might not have done as amazing with the juries, but for sure this killed with the televote. All right, now it's time to move on to two more of the non-qualifiers. So we have Iceland, Wichvala, with Paper. Again, another one of the songs that I'm just, like, so sad to see go in the final. It was amazing, and honestly, finishing in 15th was a little bit, like, really upsetting for me. The song deserved way much more than it got. It was really beautiful, and, yeah, like, Iceland has been robbed many times, whether it was 2009 with Is It True, or what... getting the contest canceled in 2020 and possibly losing out on their big chance to win with Think About Things. Yeah, Iceland's been robbed a lot, and this year is no different. I kind of feel bad about that, but yeah, there's nothing we can do to change the past, so let's move on to the next song, which is Shakia, Martina Barta, My Turn. I can understand why the song didn't qualify and missed a lot of the things that the songs that did qualify had. It's kind of on the level, honestly, of like something like Poland or Greece. It matched a lot of their energy. It matched a lot of like the vocals. So honestly, I'm surprised to see that those two songs did amazing. Meanwhile, Shakia's song didn't do as great, but maybe there was another reason as to why Greece and Poland did so good. And, I don't know. So now it's time to move on to Cyprus with Hovig, Gravity. And, this song was pretty expected to qualify. Honestly, it did way better in the semi than it did in the final. And I feel like that's a trend for a lot of the songs this year. They did way better in the semi, and then when it came to the final, they kind of flopped a little bit. But it definitely wasn't because of the performance, because this performance was on fire. It was really good. I just feel like maybe there was another reason as to why I didn't do that that great. So yeah. That's just my thoughts on Cyprus. Yeah, so I'm just trying to run through a lot of the countries here. I know there's a lot. Now it's Armenia, Artsvik, Fly With Me, another amazing song. I could definitely understand why this qualified. Amazing live performance, very, very strong vocals, staging was okay, but yeah, The vocals, again, were this thing that really, really helped to seal Armenia's qualification again. I feel like they've only non-qualified, like, yeah, they haven't non-qualified that much because they're also a country that's known to be very good at Eurovision. Yeah, it was a really great song. I don't have much to say about it. And now it's time to move on to, ironically, 17th and 18th, finished 17th and 18th place overall. So we had Slovenia, and then we had Latvia. So Slovenia finished in 17th place, Oma Naber, On My Way. This is actually Oma Naber's second time going to Eurovision, in 2005 with the song Stop, and both times non-qualifying, which, yeah, I kind of feel bad about, but yeah, the song was not the strongest. I could definitely understand why it didn't do great in the semifinal. And lastly, we had Latvia, Triana Park with Line. And honestly, this one was pretty surprising that it finished in last. Like, last place, there's no song in the semifinal that I don't like at all. So there's, I guess, honestly, I'd say it may be like swapping Slovenia and Latvia and putting Slovenia in 18th because it's probably the worst song of the semifinal. But yeah, there was no song that I hated, so I was really surprised to see that Latvia was the one that was on the bot on the 18th place. But yeah, I guess it is what it is. But the song was really great for what it was. Like, I really enjoyed listening to it. It was very fun. It was very upbeat. Yeah. So maybe if there's something that really didn't resonate with the jury and the televote. All right. So now it is time to move on to the second semifinal, and here's a few more songs that are a little bit, like, worse in my opinion. Like, there's a lot more songs that I don't love that are in this semifinal, but there are also a lot of songs that were also pretty robbed. Starting off with our first robbed song, we had Diana Bojicevic of Serbia singing Into Deep. Amazing. Honestly, I understand there's a little bit of problems with the live performance, but honestly, this song was a deserving qualifier, and the fact that it didn't by 3 points, 3 points over Denmark, who finished in 10th, but both songs were really amazing. Yeah, that was really unfortunate, and yeah. And 12th place finished just 1 point below that, with 97 points, so yeah, it was a really tight race for those 10th to 12th spots. And then from 13th, it dipped a little bit lower. All right. So it was a really great live performance. I really enjoyed the song. Like, the line, I'm falling too deep, I'm in too deep. It was like, I really enjoyed that. It was really catchy. I really liked the song. Yeah. All right. Number two of the semifinal, or second in the semifinal, we had Austria with Nathan Trent, Running on Air. When this song got 0 points in the final, I was so upset. Like, this song was so cute. Like, it was like a really cute song. I really liked it. I can't understand why this song did so bad in with the televote. It was really upbeat. It was lots of fun to listen to. And yeah, so I can't understand why this did so bad in the final, but I guess some things can't really be explained, but I am glad that it did qualify. I understand it was performing very early in the semifinal too, which definitely could have impacted the televoting part. All right. Now we have North Macedonia in third, or at the time Macedonia, with Jana Borčeska, Dance Alone. Also, I'm very sorry if I'm mispronouncing these names again, but yeah, this song did also non-qualify. Again, one of the more robbed non-qualifiers, because this song was also really amazing. I could understand there was still a lot of problems with the live performance, but overall, the song was pretty great. It was, like, really upbeat, got everyone on the dance floor, and yeah, I could definitely understand why it didn't do great with the juries, but with the televote, I feel like it should have been a little bit better. Honestly, I would have loved to see that song in the final, considering North Macedonia doesn't have the greatest history with a lot of songs in the final, aside from 2019. Being the one exception. All right. Malta. So Malta has continued its non-qualifying streak, unfortunately, with Claudia Faniello, Breathlessly. This was one of the songs that I didn't love in the final, in the semifinal. So yeah, I don't have much to say about it. It just wasn't one of my favorites, not my cup of tea. And yeah, So now it's time to move on to one of my favorites of the semifinal, and I know it's a massively hated song by a lot of people, but it's Romania, Ilinka featuring Alex Florea, Yodelay. That was a lot of fun. That was an experience on its own. Like I really liked that. I understand why yodeling is kind of like an acquired taste for a lot of people, but like it's fun when you were able to put it in a song and it works like that. Do it. It sounded really good, and I can understand why Yodel It finished so high in the final. It definitely had a lot of televote appeal, jury appeal, I guess, as well, because it was a pretty good jury song as well. So yeah, I could definitely see the appeal of the song to both jury and televoters. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it. All right, Netherlands. I don't know how to say this group name. OG3NE. I actually do not know how to... Ogen? Ogen. I'm going to say Ogen for now. Somebody correct me if it is wrong. But yeah, it's the song is amazing. Lights and Shadows, amazing. I can understand the appeal to, again, both the jury and the televoters with this song. It was really, really, really like an anthem. It got everyone together. It was like a song connection. Yeah, I really liked it. Like, there's not much I can say about it. The staging was a bit minimal, so that was kind of like a risk. But yeah, overall, Ogen did really great, and yeah, I was really happy to see them progress to the final. All right, Yochi Papai, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, but from Hungary with the song Arrigo, in Hungarian, massive, massive song from Hungary, really amazing. Love to see the Hungarian language representation as well. Absolutely love this, and I can understand why it did finish so high in the semifinal. Definitely has a massive televote and jury appeal with this. So yeah, not much to say about it. Love the stage performance. Really great overall. I was disappointed to see that when he came back in 2019, the song was not as great, but I'm glad to have the 2017 moment, and that's why I love 2017 so much. All right, Denmark. So we have Denmark as our borderline qualifiers. As we know, Denmark qualified with 101 points. Anya Nissen, Where I Am. Amazing vocalist, amazing live performance, but I can't understand why they did so bad with the televote. Only 5 points. Really disappointing. But yeah, finishing 10th place, 4 points above, actually 3 points, I believe, above Serbia, who finished in 11th. So yeah, definitely really upsetting in that sense. But yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. But yeah, it was really upsetting to see it see Serbia non-qualify. But yeah, I'm happy to see Denmark went through to the final. All right, the next two songs were two songs I didn't love. So Ireland and San Marino. So Ireland, Brendan Murray, Dying to Try. It was an okay song. I didn't hate it, but I could understand why it didn't qualify. Finished in 13th, though, so not horrible. But yeah, definitely not my favorite. And San Marino. So they brought back Valentina Moneta, the four-time representative for San Marino, and American singer Jimmy Wilson to sing Spirit of the Night. And I don't like it. Yeah, it possibly achieved the worst semifinal result in Eurovision history besides for those two null points this year. 1 point from both the juries and the televotes overall. So I think it got 0 points in the juries and 1 point... Actually, no, I think it got 1 point with the juries, 0 points with the televote. So yeah, it flopped. Expected, though, because it was not a great song, in my opinion. All right. Now moving on to Croatia. Jakudek. My Friend, also in Italian and English, and I can understand why it qualified, had massive televote appeal, had some jury appeal, it was opera, it was everything. I don't love the performer that much, but the song was pretty good. Yeah, not much to say about it. I didn't love the LED faces on the screen, though. All right, another great song coming to us from Norway. Norway just produces some amazing talents, and this time we got it from Joust, Grab the Moment. Yeah, the song was super upbeat, had a lot of a televote appeal, had a lot of jury appeal, and finished in a really good position overall. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy Joust and Norway made it to the final. Switzerland. And now it's time for the most robbed song of the year, and possibly of the Eurovision Song Contest. This and Finland. Switzerland sent Apollo by Time Bell. it's really upsetting that the song didn't qualify. This song was like a massive hit everywhere, and I think it got a lot of streams because it was super catchy. It was like, I'll follow you, Apollo. I'll follow you, Apollo. It was like super catchy, so I could really not understand why it did so bad overall. But yeah, some things we can't control. All right, Belarus, another one of those borderline qualifiers, ninth place, but it was a really great song. It was like a folk traditional pop song, folk traditional song, Story of My Life by Navi Band. It was great. It was in Belarusian. I liked it a lot. It was, no complaints about it. It was one of my favorites at the semifinal. Definitely wanted to see it go through to the final, and it did. Had a lot of jury appeal, I don't know how much cello would appeal, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. All right, so now we have the winner of the semifinal and second place overall, with also the second highest score in Eurovision history. We had Christian Kostov, who actually, fun fact, had the highest score in any semifinal in Eurovision history. So Christian Kostov won the semifinal with 403 points, which is more than some countries win the final with overall. But yeah, so that was an interesting fact, that this was the highest semifinal score of all time, even more than eventual winner Salvador Sobral. But yeah, I gotta understand why. Amazing singer, one of the greatest singers from Europe. Yeah, Christian Kostov, amazing performance. Beautiful Mess was such a great song, one of Bulgaria's best. And on there, like, Bulgaria had such like a good streak going on. 2016, they sent like Poli Genova, If Love Was a Crime. Then they sent this amazing, beautiful, like a Beautiful Mess, Christian Kostov. Then they sent Equinox, Bones. Then they were gone for 2019, and then came back with Victoria, which is my favorite song of all time. So yeah, Bulgaria, you were doing amazing, and we really miss you. So hopefully we can see them again in Eurovision soon, because they weren't there this year, and I believe they just confirmed to say they're not coming back for next year either. All right, so now we have two more non-qualifiers, and unfortunately this did mean that there was no Baltic countries in the final, because Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia did all non-qualify, as well as Finland too. So yeah, we missed a lot of countries in North. So yeah, we only had Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, because Iceland, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania all non-qualified. Yeah, so Lithuania, I can understand why Lithuania non-qualified. The song was not great. I did not love it. It was definitely not a lot of people's favorites. Reign of Revolution by Fused Mark. Yeah, I did not love it. But for Estonia, it was a completely different story, and I'm pretty upset to see that it finished 14th. I definitely think this was better than Ireland, and yeah, I know, again, it was a competition between, it actually finished just 1 point below Ireland, so not that much of a big difference, but yeah, it was really, really difficult between Serbia, Switzerland, Denmark, Estonia, Belarus to pick like those last few spots, and I'm really upset because like those last songs that got eliminated were also really amazing. So Verona, amazing song, I absolutely adore it. So yeah, not much to say about it, but I love it. It was a really great song together on stage. All right, now it is time to show the last song of the semifinals. So the song that closed out the semis, Israel's song Imri with I Feel Alive. So yeah, it's kind of funny how this song finished really, 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 really high, top three in the semis, and flopped really bad overall. But I could understand because it was 18th in the semi and first in the final. So yeah, they kind of just like really, really, I don't understand, because usually they put songs with good winning potentials in higher spots in the final. But yeah, maybe they just felt that this wasn't a song that was going to have a high winning potential. But yeah, I was kind of, I like this. It was like your classic pop song, was something we all needed to hear during the year. And yeah, not much to say about it. It was just generally one of your pop songs. I liked it. All right, so that concludes the very long list of the semifinal songs. And let's quickly talk about the big six, and then we can talk about some of the results. In terms of the overall results, in terms of the overall big six songs, so we've had Ukraine, because they have won last year, as well as the big five, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, United Kingdom. And for once, the United Kingdom didn't send a bad song. Okay, except for, like, last year and this year, but, like, usually they had a bad record for sending songs that just flopped, but honestly, Never Give Up On You was one of the greatest songs from the United Kingdom. I adored it. It was robbed so much by the televote in the final, but it was so amazing. I loved it. Honestly, it was such a powerful song. And I believe it was actually written by 2013 winner Emily de Forest. So yeah, that was a fun fact. And then we also had another song from Germany that finished at the bottom. Not in last place, surprisingly, because that's reserved for another country. But yeah, again, I don't expect Germany to do good anymore. The only song where they really impressed me was 2018 at this point. Yeah, so wasn't expecting big things from Germany. And yeah, again, they flopped in the final. So there was also Ukraine, which finished in 24th overall. And yeah, but Ukraine already has an amazing record. They're the only country to have never non-qualified. So I feel like this year was their, like, taking it a little bit easier and, like, a little bit safer route. I know it didn't finish great in the final, but then they came back next year with a really televote-friendly song. So, yeah. Maybe they just needed that break. But honestly, I really liked Time by Ortovold. I really liked it. I don't know if everyone liked it, but it was a personal favorite. We also had Alma. We had Alma with Requiem, and I believe that this was the second out of the second place or second highest place amongst the big six this year. Requiem, really great song. It was very simple staging, but the music video was absolutely amazing. I loved it. France continued to impress me as well. Yeah, every year. Yeah, they just sent some really, really great songs over the past few years, whether it be like Evidemment this year, Foulin. They've sent, Foulin, Evidemment, Voilà, Merci. Then they've sent so many amazing songs. So France never fails to impress me. And Roi as well. So yeah, I don't think France has ever sent like a bad song since Twin Twin with Mustache. Every single song they've sent is full of Frenchness. Yeah, so like a lot of like enthusiasm, emotion, French language, and yeah, I really enjoyed listening to that song. Alright, now it is time to introduce the last place of the entire final, and possibly one of the worst songs Spain has ever sent to Eurovision, Manel Navarro's song, Do It For Your Lover. Horrible, in my opinion. Like, honestly, I never like to call songs horrible because I know of the amount of effort and everything, but I just really did not like this. The vocals were possibly the worst of the entire competition, even worse than Australia's Shaky High Note, because there was, like, a really bad voice crack near the end of it, and it was just not great. It was really corny, it was not appealing to anyone, and I could understand completely why it finished the way it finished in the end. And the song that finished the highest amongst the big six this year, no surprise, it's Italy, Francesco Gabani, Occidentalis Calma, which was my second place. It was a very interesting message and very interesting like approach to the song. Obviously, it was a lot of fun with the dancing gorilla on stage, but it was also a pretty intriguing message to what Francesco was trying to convey with the song. I still can't fully comprehend it because it's really like, because I, A, don't speak Italian, but B, the message is really complex. So yeah, that's Italy, and that is the big six. So now it's time to just quickly go over the results. And before I do that, I just want to say that I absolutely like these songs. Are some of the greatest songs I've heard. I love them like so much. Like there's only a few songs like that I can name that I really don't like. There's so much talent within the 2017 year. And yeah, I while I don't love the results and like there's so many songs that were robbed this year, but honestly, this should be just really a celebration of what music has to offer. And in 2017, that was really a demonstration of that. And also, I'd like to just like show like a little bit of like support for like the and gratitude for like the for Kia for hosting an amazing show. I really enjoyed it. Like, when I watched it, obviously I didn't get the chance to go, but it was my first ever year of watching Eurovision fully and, like, participating in everything. So it was a great first year, and I absolutely, like, just, like, that was the moment I really fell in love with Eurovision. Okay, so now it's time to quickly go over the results. So in the semifinal one, we had Portugal winning the semifinal, followed by Moldova, Sweden, Belgium, Cyprus, then Australia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Poland, and Greece. Then for the non-qualifiers, we had Georgia finishing in 11th, followed by Finland, Czechia, Albania, Iceland, Montenegro, Slovenia, and Latvia. So if we look at the jury results, we can see that two countries that actually went into the final actually non-qualified with the juries. So we had Poland, who finished 11th with the juries with 50 points. And surprisingly, Belgium finished in 13th place with the jury, which is something I really didn't see, but maybe it was because of the little shaky vocals. 40 points with the jury and finished in 13th place. And in the televoting, there was one song that did not qualify with the televoting and probably would not have qualified this year, Australia. So the two songs that did qualify this year with the jury were Czechia and Georgia. And the one song that qualified with the televoting this year but didn't qualify overall was Finland. So it was actually pretty interesting to see how Finland qualified with the televoting but not with the jury. So maybe that does tell us something. But yeah, so those were like the little like bits and pieces of the jury and televoting, who qualified with it, who didn't qualify with it. In terms of the jury results, we had Portugal, Australia, Sweden, Moldova, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Czechia, Georgia. Then we had Greece, Cyprus, Poland, Finland, Belgium, Albania, Iceland, Montenegro, Slovenia, and Latvia. Latvia achieved the lowest score in the televote with 1 point, and Portugal achieved the highest score with 173 points. In the televoting, however, Portugal also won that, and followed by Moldova, Belgium, Sweden, Cyprus, Poland, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Greece, Finland, Montenegro, Albania, Georgia, Iceland, Australia, Slovenia, Latvia, and Czechia. So Czechia ended with the lowest score in the televote with 2 points, and Portugal ended with the highest score of 197. Something that I didn't love was Australia coming second with the jury vote, and Sweden coming third with the jury vote. Really could have given some more points to Finland, Albania, or Georgia, honestly. Like, honestly, yeah. I was not a big fan of some of the results from this. But those are the results from the first semifinal. And from the second semifinal, we had overall in the results. So we had Bulgaria, Hungary, Israel, Netherlands, Norway, Romania, Austria, Croatia, Belarus, and Denmark. Then for the non-qualifiers, Serbia, Switzerland, Ireland, Estonia, Macedonia, Malta, Lithuania, and San Marino. So it gets very complicated with the jury and televoting, because we had two songs that non-qualified but did qualify with a jury. So we had Malta qualifying with a jury in 8th with 55 points, and we also had Serbia qualifying with a jury in 53 points and finish in 10th. And then the two countries that did not qualify with the juries, Croatia finished in 13th, and Romania finished in 15th with 26 points. The rest of the jury results are pretty typical. So we had Switzerland finishing in 48th. The lowest score in the juries was 0 points, and that was San Marino. And we had Bulgaria finishing in first place with 199 jury points. Also breaking a record, I think. And then for the televoting, we had a pretty similar situation. We had like a few songs that did qualify, a few songs that didn't. So we actually had Switzerland and Estonia qualifying. Estonia actually finished really good with the televoting, but flopped with the juries. Finished 17th in the juries and finished 6th with the televoting. So yeah, that really did impact overall. 69 points in 6th place, so yeah. And then we also had Switzerland finishing in 10th place with 49 points from the juries. In terms of the non-qualifiers that did qualify overall, we had Austria in 14th place with 32 points, and Denmark with 5 points in 16th place. The lowest score of the televoting for the second semifinal was Malta with 0 points, and the highest score was Bulgaria with 204 points. We had some pretty big surprises, like, for example, Romania and Croatia not even qualifying with the juries, and Austria coming that low with the juries, and Netherlands coming in 9th with the televote. Yeah, there was a lot of surprises here. But yeah, it was no surprise that Bulgaria did finish on top. All right, now it is time to move on to the final. And so in the final, we had the biggest score in Eurovision history. We had 758 points to Portugal, 382 coming from the jury, putting them in first in both the jury and the televote, and 376 points in the televoting. Bulgaria obviously coming second with 278 points in the jury and 337 points in the televoting, also coming second in both. So Moldova rounded out the top three, however, only finishing eighth in the jury voting with 110 points and third place in the televoting with 264. So there was a big jump between Bulgaria and Moldova. Then you had Belgium finishing in fourth place with 363 points, 108 from the jury, placing them in ninth, and fourth place with the televoting, 255 points. So the rest, and then rounding out the top five, we had Sweden in fifth place with 344 points, third with the juries with 218, and eighth with the televote with 126. So we have overall the top five, and then for the rest of them, we had Italy in sixth, Romanian 7th, then Hungarian 8th, 9th was Australia, 10th Norway, 11th Netherlands, 12th France, 13th Croatia, 14th Azerbaijan, 15th United Kingdom, 16th Austria, 17th Belarus, 18th Armenia, 19th Greece, 20th Denmark, 21st Cyprus, 22nd Poland, 23rd Israel, 24th Ukraine, Germany in 25th, and Spain in 26th. All right. So in terms of the jury voting, Portugal obviously won the jury voting with an astounding result, breaking the record for all time with 382 jury points. Meanwhile, at the bottom, we had Spain with 0 points, Germany with 3 points, and 12 points to Ukraine. We also saw countries like Israel and Croatia completely flop with the juries, with Croatia only getting 25 points and Israel only getting 34 points. France also didn't do great with the juries, only got 45 points. Hungary only got 48, and Belarus got 50, and Romania also got 58 points. So those were a little bit of some of the jury robberies. Meanwhile, Australia getting 171 jury points is a little bit of a surprise, but we also had songs like Netherlands cracking the top 10, as well as Italy and the United Kingdom. So that was pretty good to see as well. Now, in the televoting, Portugal didn't necessarily break the record, but got an astounding 376 televoting points. Meanwhile, Bulgaria finished in second with 337, Moldova in third with 264 points, and Belgium with 255 points. And then at the bottom, we had a bunch of countries getting below 10, but we did get one country getting a 0 point, which was Austria. So Austria got 0 points, Australia got two, Germany got three, Spain and Israel got 5 each, and Denmark got 8. And unfortunately, though, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Armenia, and Norway were all really great. They all got below 30, and a bunch of other countries, including Cyprus, Belarus, Azerbaijan, all got below 50. So your top 10 for the televote was actually pretty interesting because it composed of a lot of songs that didn't do great with the juries, including France, Hungary, Croatia, and Romania. So those were your overall results for the final. And if you actually take a look at the jury points and what countries gave certain countries different jury points, we had Portugal getting 18 jury 12 points from Armenia, Czechia, France, Georgia, Hungary, Iceland, Israel, Latvia, Lithuania, Netherlands, Poland, San Marino, Serbia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. Bulgaria got 4 jury points, Sweden got 3, and then a bunch of countries got 2 and 1. And then for the televote, it was pretty much a similar story, with Portugal getting a little bit less of those 12 points, getting 12 points. So from Austria, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Israel, Lithuania, Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Switzerland. Bulgaria also got 7, so they got a little bit more televote points. Moldova got 5, Belgium got 4, And a bunch of countries got 2 points, and a bunch of countries also got 1 point, 1 12-point. So yeah, that was the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. I know that was a very long episode, so I really hope you enjoyed. There was lots and lots and lots to explore in this edition. So many amazing songs, and I just want to again express my gratitude to the amazing hosts and production team of this contest. Really amazing work. And I absolutely love this edition, and in the next episodes, we're going to look at some more amazing Eurovision Song Contest in our episodes. So I want to thank you for watching, and if you're interested in seeing some more amazing and fun Eurovision content, head on over to @thedeucepoint on Instagram. That is @thedeucepoint for some more amazing and fun Eurovision fun facts and content. So I want to thank you, and have a wonderful day, and see you in the next episode.